Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, as you wander around, you catch up with all sorts of people. Russell Mackay from Farm IQ. Found him on his site here in the, well, I don't know what this marquee is. It's, are you in Siberia here? What's going on?
It's a very strange vibe in here, actually. It's a mixed bag, but it's surprising how much foot traffic comes through as well, especially on a rough day like today, depending on your perspective if it's a rough day.
Look, I'm going to put my AgFest hat on here, and I've got a real sympathy for trying to fit people in certain pavilions that are kind of themed towards what you want, and it's an absolute nightmare. So I do have sympathy with you, but I'd have to say potentially maybe you're a bit late.
Yeah, a bit of that. No, we, you know, we Southern Field Days hasn't been held for a long time, and initially we didn't sign up for it, but as time pressed on, you thought, you know what, we want to be here. It's in my backyard as well. The last time I was at the Southern Field Days was when they had the Fred Booth Park open for the Highlanders pre-season games.
That was the Crusaders played, I think, that one?
Yeah, it was, and it came down to the 79th minute, and it went the wrong way, unfortunately, but it was a great event, and it's good to be back.
You notice my backpack?
I do see that. A traitor in our midst.
See the actual, that's a genuine one.
Oh, okay, really? How did you score that?
Well, Ethan gave it to me, to be fair. It's got his monogram on it, so pretty special. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story about that. I actually took that to India and went to one of the games, and you weren't allowed to take backpacks in. And they said, no, we've just got to take it off you. You are not taking that off me. And we actually found someone, we paid someone to who said, no, you will pay them some money. And they actually held on to it for the whole game, came back and they were there.
Oh, you're a trusting man.
Well, no, honestly, these guys are, like, I found out that, you know, you pay someone a few bucks over there, they will actually do what you want them to do. Yeah. So anyway, that's a whole beside the, you know, beside the story. Look, as you said, you know, like Field Days, obviously a massive event for Southland. Mm. What are you finding from the farmers that you've been talking to in here?
There's no hiding the fact that there is challenging times. The Fonterra's payout boost certainly helps, but the red meat sector, like, you know, farmers are wary of the costs at the moment. But I think overall, sentiment is a lot higher than what I thought it would be, and I think it's purely that you're seeing some mates you haven't seen for a very long time. Yeah, you're connecting with all your rural professionals at once. And I think overall people are, pretty chirpy here, despite some financial headwinds at the moment.
All right. Now, you guys on Farm IQ on the Rural Roundup support our rural education segment, and that's been great. And thanks so much for that. It gives us the opportunity to talk to people. And rural education is such a big topic, and there's so much to cover. And so just being able to dip in and out of that each week, and that's going really well for you.
Yeah. No, we've had some great feedback about the rural education segment, going a bit deeper on some of the stories and finding out the nuts and bolts of some exciting stuff happening out there. So we're very proud to sponsor that segment.
No, we're very pleased to have you. Now, Farm IQ, we were chatting yesterday, changed a wee bit of the way you're doing some of the things, the way that you've structured your system, your payment system. What's going on here?
Yeah, so come early March, we are most likely moving to a flat rate per farm with a multi-farm discount from your second farm onwards. So we're doing away with our complex per stock unit and per milked cow model and just going to a flat rate per farm. And we're going to be also introducing a new pack. It's going to be by far our cheapest pack we've ever had, called Light, and it's just for bare bones compliance to get that out of the way.
Right, so that stuff that you don't even know where to start with, right?
Yeah.
As a farmer, if you look at it, and it can be daunting, right? As a farmer, you look at it and you go, I don't even know where to start on this one.
Yeah, well, that's what that'll be designed for. We're all in it together, and if it's just your very first time dipping into the digital farm management game, we have free onboarding, an awesome Ode 100 team, and we'll get you up on your feet with a free trial, so you're not putting any money up front, and we'll just walk you through it.
If you like it, keep going.
Exactly, and if you don't, you don't.
All right, so just Farm IQ, just give me a bit of a rundown on the sort of things when you get into the ecosystem. What can it do for me as a farmer?
It depends what you want it to do for you. Depends what pack. If you're starting at the bare bones and just doing compliance, that's fine, that's just it. Then at the other end of the spectrum, you have what it will be a pro pack, which integrates with EIDs, it integrates with Tabula. You can do your NATE through it. It brings in all the information from other farm management softwares and has it in the one place. So you don't have all your stuff all over the show. And it gives you awesome performance feedback as well on how your paddocks and how your animals are going.
I always ask this question because here I just put my farmer hat on, and I've seen technology over the years that seems really good when Russell Mackay, the expert's explaining it, but when I'm back on farm and I'm sitting there late on a Thursday night and I've got to get this stuff in, I want to know that it's easy for me to do. Is it intuitive? Am I going to do it once and go, do you know what, this is just too hard?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Look, it's only as valuable as the information you put into it. I use it on my own farm anyway, so I think I've managed to help improve the product a wee bit, having a good farmer voice there. Our new app is making it a lot more intuitive as well. And like, we deal with all sorts of farmers. We deal with the real tech-savvy ones with two computer screens, and we also deal with the mum and dad farmer who are just a smidgen off a carrier pigeon and just starting their journey. And it's just fine. We've got a pack for everybody.
Yeah, old carrier pigeon. I think I've seen a few of them around still.
Yeah, reliable.
Absolutely. Analog is reliable. I'm a big fan. I tell people this back in my office studio back at home. I've actually got a wall planner. And I love nothing more than standing there looking at my wall planner and filling it out, you know. And I know that, you know, that might sound a bit ancient, but running, I get the idea of running multiple diaries and all that sort of stuff. But hey, the old Mark One eyeball on the wall planner, that doesn't work. But farms are too complicated for that now.
Yeah, and it's all right if you're a one-man operation and you've got the one diary in your office as well. But if you want your whole team across it, kind of needs to be digital, yeah.
Kind of does. Yeah. That's the whole point, really, right?
It is, yeah.
All right, well, I'm not going to hold you up anymore because there's plenty of people wandering around here and I know you've got a job to do. But, Russell, as I said, always great to have you guys supporting the Rural Roundup. Thanks so much for that. And the Rural Education segment each Friday, thanks for that. And we'll just keep plugging along.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And I'll see you at the events in the future, mate.
You certainly will. Get to them all.